Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell them. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't one selling.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You get your 2:30 Tupac and 5:30 Creed.
And this might be a staple on Fridays.
This particular song?
Yeah, it feels like a very Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who laughs better on a track than Tupac?
Tupac?
Yeah.
Maybe Jada. Kiss.
Yes,
his
he's laugh, a good one too.
Yeah, yeah,
he's a good one too.
Laugh, yeah.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through tomorrow, in store only. Twitter question is, are you skeptical that the Eagles passing game has it figured out? The options, still skeptical, or they're just good now? What do you think the answer is? Still skeptical about the passing game, or they're just good now?
Well, everybody's not as optimistic as I am.
No, probably not.
I will say there are still some skeptics out there. But I'll say it's closer to 50-50. Let's go 54% are still skeptical.
77.6%.
Damn.
This is...
Damn.
I would say the last week or two is the most iffy I feel like Philadelphia has been on the Eagles since after the Cleveland.
Well,
game.
Two losses in a row.
It shook people in a way that I didn't expect. It was everything will be fine, and then it was just bam, they hit into a wall, you know.
Yeah.
215. Oh no, we have Elliot. That's right, joining us now of the Go Birds podcast and 94 WIP, our favorite guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how are you doing, brother?
Man, I'm surprised my theme song didn't bump 2:30 Tupac off. You just didn't go.
It doesn't.
He's on the phone to start your Friday.
Nah, nobody bumps Tupac. Bumps Creed. Nobody bumps Tupac. Those are the two rules of the WIP afternoon show.
So, I like it.
Elliot Shore Parks, we heard, and I guess you can confirm AJ Brown did not practice once again today.
Yeah, AJ was on the practice field off to the side like he has been all week, but now the third day in a row where he didn't practice, meaning he will have not practiced at all this week. I asked Nick Sirianni earlier if there's still a chance he could play even without practice, if that was like a requirement for him to play, and he said no, he does think AJ is someone that could play if, you know, without practice, but we're going to get the injury report probably about an hour and a half or so, and I don't think AJ's playing. Like, he might not be listed as out today.
He'll be doubtful, right?
Or questionable. Like, okay. I think there's benefits to having him questionable. Maybe he warms up a little on Sunday and tests it. But I've never covered a player under Nick Sirianni that was out practice all week and then started the game and played on Sunday.
So I guess also you could say the other thing that is alarming is the wrong word, but telling is the fact he wasn't doing individual drills or anything out there either, right? He was just hanging out.
Correct. Yeah, he didn't do anything at practice today. I will say yesterday we saw him working out a little bit with a trainer prior to practice, but I wouldn't say it was any like type of real like hard running or anything like that. But the other thing is, I mean, last year, if you remember, he missed, I think it was a month, with a hamstring injury. And he also had a, leg injury he dealt with in training camp. So this is, you know, a bit of a, I don't want to say a pattern, but this isn't like a fluke injury. He has dealt with these things for a while and they have sidelined him.
Yeah, interesting that he didn't want to talk to the media all week though.
Didn't talk to the media all week. He left early today before the locker room opened, or right around when the locker room opened. So have not heard from AJ at all this week.
I just want people to know it's not that it's some rule that if you're injured, you're not allowed to talk to the media.
It's really just a concussion. I mean,
Jalen Carter literally said he was playing in the middle of the week last week when he didn't even practice.
Yes, it's only a concussion you're not allowed to talk to the media, I think.
It's not a rule. I agreed. Now, I will say, like, and Ike, maybe you can speak to this, like, players do like to lean on if they don't practice and they don't talk. Like, that's kind of an unwritten thing. But no, AJ absolutely could have spoken to the media this week if he wanted to.
Can I introduce a mild... I'm just asking questions. This is not me suggesting it's true. I'm just asking questions. Because a lot of times when you hear a hamstring injury, you think, oh, maybe they do imaging. We find out if it's a grade one, grade two, grade three. We get some sort of look ahead as to when they may be able to play. But it was not that with A.J. Brown. We just woke up and they were there at the practice facility practicing on Wednesday, and he was just not practicing. And then I think to myself, well, there have been whispers, and again, I'm just asking questions. There have been whispers about trading A.J. Brown, right? Dan Orsini and the actual rumors and stuff. That stuff has been out there. Dan Orlovsky looking ahead and saying, you know what? I don't think this is about getting the ball. I think it's about getting out of town. And then if I'm also to put my conspiracy hat on, I will look and I will see, well, there's a game on Sunday, but then there's a bye, and after the bye is the trade deadline. So if they get through this game Sunday, then you're all the way through the trade deadline without A.J. Brown having to play a game. And then I tell myself, if you're thinking about trading A.J. Brown, you certainly don't want him to play in a game because you certainly don't want an injury to happen. And it all I arrive at this spot where I'm thinking, meh, I don't know. Do you think that is at least worthy of a hmm?
So I think with AJ, anything's possible. And I think that there is so much smoke that anyone completely dismissing what you just said, I think is just wishful thinking. Like, do I think AJ is going to sit this game out on Sunday because he might get traded? No. Do I think AJ could be traded prior to the trade deadline? Yes, I do. I wouldn't put it at a high percentage, but you know, we don't hear any of this with Devontae. We don't hear any of this with Dallas Goedert, who is in the final year of his deal. Like, there's a reason it's always about AJ, and there's enough smoke there. So yeah, I think it's possible he's traded before the deadline, but in terms of sitting out this game because of that, I think that would probably be more of a convenient thing than what's actually happening.
Okay. And then the other thing I would ask, and just again, just for context for everyone, and you talked about this a little bit on Tuesday, but could you give, because I'm done worrying about the cap for any of these things, but it's at least worth knowing the ramifications. So if they were to trade AJ during the season, what would the cap ramifications be for the Eagles this year, next year, and looking ahead?
So with the normal caveats of they can do whatever they want with the contract, basically, and that it won't stop them from trading him. My understanding of AJ's contract is if they trade him prior to the trade deadline, or, you know, trade him in 2 weeks or whatever, they save $1 million in cap space this year. His cap hit is currently it's $17 million. It would go down, right? So they would open $1 million in cap space. Next year is when they would take the hit. Next year, he would have around a $20 million dead cap hit, which would bring his total cap hit in 2026 to $43 million. It's currently slated to be around $23 million. So the cap will not be a reason they don't trade AJ Brown. If they don't trade him, it'll be because he's an elite receiver and they need him to win. The salary cap part of it will not be part of why. And I've seen a lot of people say this, but like, it's not going to be a reason they don't trade AJ Brown.
Well, and especially $20 million next year is not, they've dealt with far worse than that. Even Bryce Huff is on their cap this year, right?
I mean, it would be a $43 million hit in total for AJ next year for him not on the roster. But I mean, when they traded Carson in 2020, that hit was $35 million. The cap has gone up substantially since then. Ultimately, if they trade AJ, it'll be because he doesn't want to be here and because they get a good return. Like, that's why they'll do it. The cap hit won't stop them from trading him.
Okay. Anything on Cam Jurgens, any of the other key Eagles we've seen? I assume Landon Dickerson is fine because we haven't heard anything, but Cam Jurgens, did he practice today?
Cam did not practice today, and he's not even been out on the practice field all week, at least for the portion open to the media. So I do not expect to see Cam Jurgens out there on Sunday. I think it'll be Brett Toth at center. I'm assuming Landon Dickerson will play. You know, he has at least practiced in some capacity all week. He played the full game last week. Doing the players lounge with him this past week, like, I thought like he seemed in good spirits. Yep. Seemed like he came out of that game okay. So I would expect to see Landon out there, but I would not expect to see Cam.
And then last thing, do we have any guidance onto what Cam Jurgens' injury actually is? Because we knew it was a knee, but I haven't heard anything since earlier this week when I think it was Landon or somebody said he was going to have an MRI, but we haven't heard anything.
It was Toth.
Right. So any guidance as to what Cam's injury is and how long it could potentially keep him out?
I don't have any more information on that. I do think like an important part of all these injury discussions is that the bye week is next week. I know you already brought that up, but like if you were to sit AJ for this week, if you were to sit Cam for this week, you do get that extra week of rest, and then they don't even play until Monday night. So that's a decent amount of time off their feet heading into a really tough stretch. And the last injury thing I would say quickly is I would not expect Adoree Jackson to play on Sunday. He's still dealing with the concussion. And Brandon Graham was asked today if he thinks he's ready, and he sounded iffy on it, but I think there's a chance he's active. It's just a matter of whether he actually gets in the game. So definitely a lot of different injury things heading into Sunday.
I'll tell you what, BG is iffy, but I bet the Eagles aren't iffy. They're like, big boy, you're getting paid. We need 15 snaps out of you.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard any. When is Ja'Quarian Bennett eligible? Is that after the bye to come off?
No, so Ja'Quarian Bennett can play on Sunday. He would need to be added to the 53-man roster. And
okay.
That's a tough spot because they have 52 spots, but they also then need BG and Ja'Quarian. So to put them both on, someone on the current roster is going to have to go. AJ Dillon, I would say, is a possibility there in terms of someone that would be released. But Ja'Quarian Bennett practiced this week, and I think there's a shot he's active for Sunday.
Okay. All right. Thank you, as always, Elliot. You can download Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including the free Odyssey app. You get Go Birds Daily, all that stuff. If you don't have enough Elliot in your life, what I would tell you is the Go Birds podcast is a way to fill that cup all the way to the top.
Man's everywhere.
Yeah. He is. All right, Elliot.
And if you wanted to listen to us yell about gambling, you can use the Odyssey app to go to yesterday's show and just rewind that.
Yes.
Listen to us yell about gambling.
To 3 p.m. if you want to hear Elliot's worst take. All right, Elliot. Thanks very much.
All right, brother.
Talk to you guys.
All right, buddy. Nick Kostos joins us in about 5 minutes, 215-592-9494. You know what? I want to kind of lighten the mood a little bit.
That's right.
And talk about the bedroom.
And set the mood.
Yeah, well, weekend's coming, you know.
It's going to be a little cold.
Friday. Oh, under the covers.
Oh,
come on.
The magic happens.
Yeah, you know what you do? You get under the covers and you get close to be warm. And then, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And when it happens, you want to be able to be at the top of your game.
That's right.
That's where Blue Chew comes in. And if you imagine, sitting there, you don't want it to be a pill. You want it to be a chewable. And that's what Blue Chew is. Because you want to be able to, you do keep it in the nightstand or whatever.
Keep it
in the
drawer. There on the nightstand.
There you go.
Pop that thing in like a Tic Tac.
There you go. Make it easy on you. They also make it easy on you. You don't have to go there's no doctor's appointments. You just do it at BlueChew.com. So no awkward conversations, no waiting 3 months for an appointment. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. Hell no. Mm-hmm. They make it and they ship it right here in the U.S. of A. So in your mailbox is a discreet
heart
package.
Goodness gracious.
You suck, man. Full of joy. Full of joy that package is. And speaking of joy, what is more joyful than free? Nothing. So your first month is going to be free. But at checkout, make sure you use code 94.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get the credit in the bedroom. We'll get the credit from you. Everybody's happy. All you got to do is pay $5 from shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Like that one, huh?
I love it. Bernie and Hershey, you're on WIP. What's up, Bernie?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
Hey, not too much. I guess what I'm concerned about is, if we depend too much on these the long ball games, where AJ launches them down the field, like Hail Mary type plays, I'd like to see more. Like, when's the last time the Eagles had a fullback?
last year.
What do you think? We're just about to turn our offense into a two-back offense?
I'd like to see more. Like, how about put Jordan Mulata back there and tell him it's a rugby ball and send him up the middle and clear a path?
Let me ask
who plays left tackle?
Yeah.
Fred Johnson.
So I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I just feel
that's
like,
a problem.
I feel, like,
you
I feel
know.
Like our offense needs more trick plays, maybe options, yep. maybe screen plays.
Statue of Liberty,
I
flea
need,
flicker.
You know,
yep.
Something, yeah.
Philly
hey,
special.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
Ryan,
we're running two Philly you know? Specials. Yeah.
Yes. Run Philly special every time. See if it keeps keep running it till it stops working.
Yeah.
You know? I
don't know. I just
There's a sense of desperation in your voice, Bernie, and I
but
get
why,
it.
Why, Bernie?
Yeah.
No need to be desperate.
Okay, Coach. So here's the thing. Like, do you guys not agree? Like, every time, like, Hurts drops back mm-hmm. and he's in trouble, he seems like he wants to run so fast all the time instead of, you know, where's this? I guess he needs more time. I don't know. And then he launches the ball down like a Hail Mary pass. You know, it's like they're not like
Bernie.
I don't know. It's a little scary sometimes. He makes the passes and they catch them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And another thing is I hate like seeing like a great football player whine so much about getting the ball. You know, I love AJ, but I feel like he's a whiner, man. Like it's got to be more like a team. It's a team sport.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433: Toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732: The chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599: A man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man,
yeah,
you're not always going to get the ball, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And it even, thank you for the call, Bernie. Even when he does get the ball, it doesn't seem like,
it doesn't really matter.
That was we had said it and then Orlovsky said it. It's just like, it's not about getting the ball anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like. Jack, is Kostos there with us?
Not that. Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. 215. Oh, what were you going to say?
No.
I heard you. Okay.
You heard the breath.
He's there now.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Yeah.
All right. So
we'll wait to try. Yeah.
All right. With joining us now, Nick Kostos, the best looking guy in sports betting, host of You Better You Bet. I was lying. He's not. He's pretty good looking. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. You can watch or listen to Kostos and You Better You Bet. And then You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sunday's 11-1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Hey, Kostos.
What's going on, guys? How we doing today? Happy Football Friday.
Well,
yes, sir.
You're dead to me, man, because we have Eagles-Giants, too, on Sunday, and we need revenge. And, you know, it feels like the Giants fans have been a little too happy with their little quarterback and their little, you know, idiot running back. And their...
Dude, we get our souls stepped on last week in Denver. Who's happy?
Well, maybe it's just more ash. Yeah, yeah. You're still you're miserable?
How could you not be?
Well, because I thought everybody was super happy, still super happy because you have a quarterback now.
Well, what I said on Monday, and I did like an instant reaction podcast after the game that I encourage people to check out. I think that Giants fans, obviously not your audience, but I think the reason why I'm not excited is because look at the schedule. We can talk about if the Giants are going to cover or not. Like, they're not going to win this weekend in Philly. They're going to be 2-6. The schedule's impossible. They're probably going 5-12. Like, Dable's probably getting fired. And now it'll be Jackson Dart entering year two with a new coach and a new GM that didn't draft him. This is what bad organizations do. The Giants are a bad organization.
Yeah, I mean, you said multiple times they should have those guys should have been fired before this season, right? I mean, that was after last season. That was your position.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the position. Yeah. Imagine being like the worst team in the league in year three of your regime and coming back for year four.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you're miserable. There's nothing I can do with that. Okay. I can't battle with a guy who's miserable about his own team. I actually kind of feel bad for you.
Knicks are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty good. Cute story. That's what the Knicks are. The Knicks are a cute story.
I did bet on your team the other night, though.
Yeah, you saw VJ.
VJ Edgecombe.
Yes.
Of course I saw VJ. I don't think he's going to win Rookie of the Year, but I will say this. I said this on You Better You Bet yesterday. Obviously, like, Edgecombe's not going to – obviously, he's not going to – if he's going to win MVP if he averages 34 points a game.
Yeah.
But once – when McCain comes back, if Embiid stays healthy and Paul George stays healthy, like, they're actually, like, a legitimate contender in the Eastern Conference. Now, it's like a parlay you have to cash, and Embiid staying healthy is a massive underdog to hit. But if all those things happen, like, this could actually be a really fun season for the Sixers.
See you in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, Costos.
Understand.
I hope so.
If you can get there.
Yeah, if you guys can get there.
If you can get there.
Well, we beat the Cavs in the season opener, and you guys beat a bad Celtics team.
Yeah, so well, we won.
I would say advantage Knicks at the moment.
You know, speaking of betting that game was 1.5 2 days before the game, and closed at 5.5. I guess it was because of Jaylen Brown, and then people found out about the Embiid minutes limit. But I saw it rocket up. Is that when you bet it?
No, well, yeah. So it was when the Embiid limits minute came out.
Okay,
exactly.
That was it.
But when,
okay.
When Embiid wasn't going to play, is he going to play in the game? How much is he going to play? And look, Boston was going to be a favorite prior to that, and like Paul George doesn't play in the game also. But yeah, it was just, you know, like a shot on. I don't think the Celtics are good enough to be that type of favorite against a team even like the Sixers. I do think Philly's a better team than Boston. We'll see what happens if and when Tatum comes back.
All right, so you said you think the Giants are going to lose. The line is 7.5. What do you think about betting the game?
You know, we won't be able to really like have like a strong conversation here about the side of the game until Sunday, when we find out for sure if AJ Brown's playing or not, because they didn't practice today, right? But Nick Sirianni said earlier in the week that he could still play even if he doesn't practice the entire week. So it feels to me like this is a legitimate coin flip, maybe leaning more towards not playing than playing. But we won't know until Sunday at 11:30 a.m. when the actives and inactives come out. So what I can tell you is I would never bet the Giants, never. I feel like the ship has sailed on the Giants. I think their season ended last week in Denver. And I came on the show last week, guys, and I told you, I think the Eagles fans hate that I bet the Eagles every week, which is weird. Like, you should like it. I bet the Eagles last week. They won, and they looked awesome in doing so. And Jalen Hurts, walking into the locker room after the game, said, "We ain't losing anymore." Now, they're going to lose at least one more game over the balance of the season. But I do think the Eagles are about to kick it into high gear. I think the Eagles will win. I don't know if they're going to cover. I want to know if AJ Brown's playing in the game. And I'd like to bet the over in the game as well, guys. Total currently sitting at 44. If AJ Brown plays, I think this goes over. Where, you know, Jackson Dart being able to make plays out of structure, and we saw that in the Thursday night game a couple weeks ago, obviously helps. We saw it last week against Denver, where a lot of these Giants plays are not fluky plays down the field, but they're broken plays, and that's what Jackson Dart's good at. That obviously helps an over. Jalen Hurts is obviously good at that. Giants secondary is banged up. When we get confirmation that AJ Brown is in, if we get that confirmation, I'll bet the over and a lean for me towards the Eagles to win and cover.
Last thing on that. If, let's say, AJ Brown gets ruled out, right? Is there a number that you're comfortable? Do you think the line moves at all? He gets moved out. And is there a number you'd be comfortable with the Eagles if he does get ruled out?
Yeah, so right now we're in between, let's see here. We're like in between 7 and 7.5. And what that means is the number is 7.5, but it is juiced way towards the Giants.
Okay.
So we're close to just coming down to 7. So if AJ Brown doesn't play, my guess is that this closes 7 or in between 6.5 and 7.
Okay.
And the total will come down probably like a half point or so, or a point, if AJ Brown doesn't play. 44 is one of the key numbers when we talk about totals. Look, if AJ Brown doesn't play and the number is 6.5, I'd consider betting the Eagles. I don't know if we'll ever get there. I don't want to bet the over if AJ Brown doesn't play in the game. Like that, I'll be off of entirely.
Is there another game or two you love looking at the slate for this weekend?
Yeah, let's, you know, the Carolina Panthers will aim to do to the Buffalo Bills what the FBI is aiming to do to the NBA. Hit him with the RICO. I've used that line like 9 times already this week. I think the Panthers with Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard will run all over a terrible Buffalo Bills run defense. Andy Dalton starts in place of Bryce Young. I don't really downgrade Carolina for that move. Bryce Young may be back next week. I think Carolina's live in this game. I don't know that I would bet the Panthers definitely to win, but I will take the points with Carolina. I bet 7.5. I think 7 is okay as well. Carolina against Buffalo. And then let's go to Sunday Night Football with the Aaron Rodgers Bowl, Packers against the Steelers. I like the over in this game. Total sitting at 45.5, where Pittsburgh's defense stinks. I think we have enough like documentation that that's the case this season, enough data points. So Green Bay is going to be able to move it on this Pittsburgh defense. And on the flip side, I think Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers will negate Micah Parsons and this Packers pass rush like they did the Vikings pass rush when they played in Dublin with the quick game. Piss and vinegar game for Aaron Rodgers against his former team. Give me the over 45.5 on Sunday Night Football.
Quick little funny note about the Panthers. There was this Panthers podcast that after their last loss quit the podcast because they said they could not waste any more time on this organization, and the team is 3-0 since they quit the podcast.
That is
a little lesson to never give up. Or if you're doing a podcast about your team and they stink, maybe quit. You know, if you help the team.
Are they like not doing it anymore now? Is like a
they're
like
not
a superstitious.
They're not. They posted a podcast, but it was all on YouTube. But it just said Panthers win for 40 minutes on the screen. That's all it did.
These are people that don't get content because you guys know.
Yes.
You don't want your football team to go 8-8 or 9-8 or 8-9. You want them to go 3-14 or 14-3
yes.
to generate interest.
Yep.
That's good for business when your team's bad and you're doing a podcast, or really good, one or the other.
Yes, you can't be in the middle. And any props? You like a prop or two out there, buddy?
Yeah, let's go Stephon Diggs over receiving yards for the Patriots against the Browns. The number's going to be dragged down a little bit because Cleveland's defense is really good, but the Browns allow explosive plays down the field, kind of a hallmark of the Jim Schwartz defense in a negative way. I'd actually look to play Kayshon Booty. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Shout out to Bubba Sparks. Booty over 30.5 receiving yards. Diggs over 54.5 receiving yards. I think the Patriots will smash the Browns. And just to get this out there, like I am legitimately sad about the Giants. Like, season ended last week in Denver. Like, they're not going to make a run. And you could have made the case that they were going to. And now, and I'm not just saying this, it's not a reverse jinx attempt. I'm always honest with you guys. I think they're going to get absolutely smashed on Sunday. And it makes me want to smash my hand into the wall. It's very upsetting.
I'm sorry. I'm actually sorry, too, because I had them at over 6.5 wins for this year. And that's not going to hit.
Let me break out the world's smallest violin for
everybody. There it is, the world's smallest violin. All right, Kostos. Well,
it's good stuff, brother.
I'm sorry you're sad. And good luck with your cute story basketball team. We will talk to you next week, brother.
You know in your heart of hearts that the Knicks are better. And I know that you
well,
know.
Well, they are right now.
They're better.
You know that I know that you know.
They're better. Know. They're better, but they're not good enough. They've spent all this money and traded all these draft picks to just be a cute story. That's all they are.
Well, they could win the East.
Nope.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't think the Knicks can win the East?
They will get
annihilated by Oklahoma.
Yeah,
City
so is the goal to win the East or is the goal to win a championship? You know,
well, what are you going to do? What are you supposed to do? Look at Oklahoma City and just go throw your hands in the air and be like, we can't beat them.
The Pacers almost beat Oklahoma City last year. Don't give me Oklahoma City. Hold on. They're not the Durant Warriors. They're not a team that you go, oh, Lou Dort. There's no way we can beat Lou Dort and Jalen Williams.
You have cherry picked like the seventh best player on the team. Like you could have said SGA,
yes.
Chet Holmgren or J-Dub. But listen. But you are intentionally lying to and misleading your audience by doing that.
I just don't think they're that scary.
You are like Terry Rozier. You are a bad faith actor.
No, I am not. You're scared of SGA. He's a good player, but that's it. He's not.
I don't think you believe that. I mean, I do. Sincerely. SGA is a good player?
No,
I said
he is a good player. That's what he is. But I don't think Oklahoma City is the kind of team that you go into if you're an organization, go into a year and say, oh, no way we can beat Oklahoma City. You think Chet Holmgren is that good?
Them?
He's fine.
Who's beating them?
Denver could beat them.
Denver's the only team that I would say could beat. How about this? Well, how many games do you think the Thunder will win this year in the regular season?
I don't care. 63.
Oh my God, yet they play 82 games. You're saying a team that goes 63-19 isn't really that good?
But who cares if they go? No, I'm saying that you are saying, how could we possibly beat the Thunder? That is a cope.
That's correct.
No, that is a cope.
It's a cope because
you guys run around your filthy, smelling like pot in urine city, beating your
That's
chest
true.
With your chest hair and your
Axe body spray,
talking about how good the Knicks are back. The Knicks are back.
Hold on a second. No one wears Axe body spray. I shave my chest. The city does smell like pot and urine. That I'll give you. Okay. It is not a cope. It is a statement of reality. The Knicks, I think, are the best team in the Eastern Conference. If they play the Thunder or the Nuggets in the championship, they will get smoked because those are the two best teams. That's not coping. That's reality. That's the facts. And you could not be you. I'm actually stunned because I think you're a really smart basketball mind. I mean that sincerely. How ass backwards and wrong you are about Oklahoma City.
No, and he hates Wemby.
It's all young players, and they're all a year older, and they're about to blitz the entire league this
and
year.
You know what? You know what this is? This is when you go into school and you're worried about the score you're going to get on the test. So you said, oh, I didn't have time to study. You are coping. You're giving the Knicks an excuse. You're giving your loser organization who hired a loser coach.
Are the Sixers winners?
It's not about the Sixers. We're talking about the Knicks. The Sixers have had a loser.
Honestly, how about this?
Yeah.
I don't know what your city smells like. Because I'd never go there.
There it is.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because I'm from New York.
Oh, there you go. A city so great, they put their football teams in New Jersey. We will talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best luck. We need to make some kind of bet on the Thunder because I'm looking forward to taking your money.
Fine. We'll talk to you next week. That is Nick Kostos.
What a joke.
Are you get out of here? Pot him down. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting info talk. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Sheil Kapadia joins us next.
His thoughts on the Thunder?
Yes, his thoughts on the Thunder, perhaps. Sorry for that. He started it. Sheil joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.